Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike and Bo already trying to predict the future with the college football playoff rankings.
Those That's what we do.
Drop tonight. And a lot is up for debate, but let's take a look at Heather Dinich from ESPN, their college football insider. She's got her top 25 college football playoff predictions before the actual rankings come out tonight. I'll just give you the top 10 here. She's got Oregon at 1, Ohio State at 2, Texas 3, Penn State 4, Indiana 5, Notre Dame 6, Miami at 7, Alabama at 8, Ole Miss at 9, Georgia at 10, I will do the top 12, and Tennessee at 11, and Boise at 12.
It's so weird to look at rankings, because in the end, rankings, like we've said all along, rankings don't equal seedings, right? I mean, that's just the nature of the beast, and you look at what she's got, and she's got four Big Ten teams inside the top five. It can't end like that, you know what I mean? So you're going to obviously get the conference champions at 1 through 4, and all those Big Ten teams start to slide back, which means the two-loss SEC teams start to slide back. And there's just a lot of things left out there to be talked about, man. And I talked about it yesterday, and I think that Georgia fans, Tennessee fans, Ole Miss fans, all paying attention to it as well. Does whoever loses the SEC championship game get left out of the college football playoff? And I think that's going to be tough to swallow either way, that you played an extra game and got left out, or if you make it in with 3 losses, no matter who that team is, there's going to be somebody upset that didn't play there that has 2 losses and is somehow getting left out as well. So it's all going to be about how that game rolls.
I think if you have 2 teams in the SEC championship game at 2 losses, I believe that they're both in. I don't believe that they're going to leave either one of those teams out, because the incentive is still to make the conference championship game. They want to find a way to preserve that, because they don't want to give you a reason to say, well, what's the point of even going to that?
Right.
With 12 teams, it's no longer the outlier. Well, that's an elimination game, and I'm going to tell you something. They're never going to. I believe that the committee would be hard pressed to ever leave one of those teams out, because the hidden thing is this money, and it's revenue not only the network that's controlling the playoff, but the ADs that are controlling the playoff. And these schools and college football, and they know where the money line is. You want to talk about teams being left out? What if there's a realistic situation that the Big 12 champion could be left out? There's a realistic situation, because if Army beats Notre Dame this weekend and then finishes the season undefeated and wins the AAC, they could shoot up. If let's just say whoever the eventual Big 12 champion is loses another game before the title game, or loses, maybe BYU loses again, and they still make the title game, Colorado's in there. I think Colorado, if they make it, is A, going to be a little dangerous, and B, would get voted in.
I agree.
But
they're very dangerous.
The reason I bring that up is because it's the top 5 conference champions that are ranked the highest by the selection committee. And depending on what happens, those teams might not be, there might be another conference champion ahead of them.
Yeah.
Right?
It's crazy to think about. And you and I had this conversation, 3 weeks ago, and I was like, I don't know, man. The Big 12 champ might end up at 12. I was trying to make that argument. And now, here we are 3 weeks later.
That's extremely realistic.
Oh, I know. Well, I to my point, I said that 3 weeks ago, and you didn't want to believe me.
Well, because at the time, BYU and Iowa State were undefeated.
Here's what else I'll say about the 2-loss SEC teams that we're talking about. I don't think it's even possibly realistic that all 4, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama, all finish with their record still at 2 losses. One of those teams is going to take an L. Well, I'm not so sure it won't be Alabama.
Ole Miss could lose this weekend.
Ole Miss could lose this weekend. Tennessee could lose against Vanderbilt. I mean, there's just those teams. And look, Georgia Tech, when they're playing well, is going to have a puncher's chance. All these rivalry games that are – you can't tell me all four of those teams are going to win their rivalry games at the end of the year. Auburn against Alabama, Mississippi State against Ole Miss, Georgia – you know what I mean? Like, those are just – that's just not how it rolls in the SEC. So, I know that the committee is sitting there, and they're probably talking about it, going, please, Jesus, let one of these teams lose the next couple of weeks so that we don't have egg on our face the way that – the same way you did last year, by the way. Ding.
Since you guys mentioned the Big 12 being left out before, Heather Dinich also has her first-round byes, and she has Oregon as the Big 10 champ, Texas as the SEC champ, Miami as the ACC champ, and she has Boise as the Mountain West champion.
Yeah. And she still – look, she still has BYU in there as Big 12 champ. I'm with Bo, though. I don't –
So these are those are the first round games. So those were the byes then.
Right.
But yes, BYU's in the first round.
Well, I think the big takeaway is just to point out that you said the first round by Boise being that number four seed, which everybody would have had slotted before the year as the Big 12 champ. And then, like, to Bo's point, if you slot in an Army, if they possibly beat Notre Dame, that kind of shakes things up in a big, big way. And remember, that Army-Navy game is after what would be the College Football Playoff Selection Committee setting up the playoffs.
And can you – because you like we, I think we might have talked about this yesterday, or that was just an imaginary conversation that I had. But could you imagine? You know, Notre Dame to me being in there is a little bit fraudulent. They have the worst loss in the country, and they have a win, good win, I would say, at home against on the road. Excuse me, against Texas A&M. But it's not the same. I think the A&M team has gotten much better. But if Army beats Notre Dame and goes undefeated and wins their conference, hear me out. How could you slot Notre Dame as being in at six and then tell Army, well, you know, when you might have beat them when they were six in the College Football Playoff, but you got to go kick rocks even though you went undefeated and won your conference?
Right. No, because, I don't know.
Because I'm not trying to crush Notre Dame or knock them or be, you know, any way, shape, or form, but who's Notre Dame played?
Well,
other than Texas A&M.
Yeah, they beat A&M.
That's
propping them up a little bit.
Yeah, but you turned around and lost to a Northern Illinois team who I think they've won like one game, games all year.
It's one of the craziest losses definitely.
Oh, they're 6-4 now, so it's not as bad.
One of the craziest ones I can remember. I'll say this much too, when we brought up Big 12 champ, Mackenzie Brooks, who works for CBS Sports, she does such a good job. I think she's actually a Georgia grad, if I'm not mistaken. She was kind of going at Danny Cannell about the BYU thing, and I loved it. She's like, she's a Vegas kind of handicapper and follows that, and she was like, I would favor eight SEC teams against BYU. It just, like, I was like, whoa.
Well, Danny Cannell, and I love Danny because he likes
one of us.
I love him because I know what he's doing, and he's just kind of poking bears because he thinks that gets him interaction. But he tried to post this, oh, this is the great SEC and who they had lost to. And Jacob Hester goes, oh, you can play this game too. And he posted who all they've beat. And I'm going to tell you, you look at some of these SEC teams that have went out. The fact that you have 1, 2, 3, 4 Big Ten teams in the top five, and you look at their schedules, I mean, dude, Florida and Georgia have played more ranked teams than anybody in the Big Ten will play, I think, combined all year. I swear, it's close. It's that close.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.